I'm Dad Darcy.
And thank you, Brad and Desi, for another great edition of the Green News Report, Earth Week edition. And also thanks to you, Brad and Desi, for running my article on the eco-evolution will not be televised on Brad's blog. Got a great response because there's a big picture of Kim Kardashian right in the middle of my article. You have to read it to understand what she's doing in my piece, so to speak. Also want to thank the Progressive Radio Network for letting us chronicle the eco-evolution, even if it will not be televised. Have been covering the Green Beat for 15 years. I love it. I wish it weren't so lonely. Great to have Brad and Desi giving us the news, and then we delve a little bit deeper in this show called The Green Front. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg, and also made the Huffington Post very excited to say on Earth Day they ran my very first piece, again by the same name, the article Eco-Evolution Will Not Be Televised. And today on Huffington Post Green, there's a great article called Earth Week is for Mothers, and the writer of that piece is my first guest. Very thrilled to welcome to the Green Front Rachel Lincoln Sarnosh. She'll be talking about what is going to be happening with house parties for moms who want to learn how to get the toxic chemicals out of their homes. In our second segment, we'll be speaking with one of my great friends and sheroes, Roz Savage, who has been a guest on the show two or three times. Each time she crosses an ocean, solo rower for climate change awareness. We have Roz on, first the Pacific Ocean, then the Atlantic, then the Indian Ocean a few months ago, and we announced, she told us that she was hanging up her oars. She had done enough of solo ocean rowing. Well, guess what? She's getting out of retirement for yet another ocean crossing. Just getting kicked off this week. Roz will join us about 20 minutes after the hour. And in our third segment, very pleased to be bringing back a story, very important one, and that is two people who are working very hard to get the Save Our Climate Act passed. We'll find out more about that from Judy Weiss and Gary Brusinski. But first, I want to welcome Rachel Lincoln Sarnosh to the Green Front. Hi there.
Hi. Hi. Nice to talk with you, Betsy.
Wonderful to meet you. And I was so thrilled to hear about what you're doing. You are the director, executive director and CEO of Healthy Child, Healthy World. It's one of those great green organizations I've been hearing a lot about and reading a lot about over the years. So pleased to meet you and very happy to hear, especially, that you've been holding house parties and you have a big round of them coming up across America early next month. Tell us about it.
We do, actually. Healthy Child Party Week, it's the first time we've ever done it, so we're really excited about it. It's May 5th through 12th, and there will be parties, about 3,000 people at this point, actually more. Our little thermometer on our site is it's been overtaken. We need to update it and make it bigger. But about 3,000 participants around the country will join together and host parties where they basically share the ideas of non-toxic living and creating a healthier home for kids with their friends and family in their homes, in their schools, in their offices, and just, you know, it's kind of like a Tupperware party, but with nothing sold and everything is non-toxic. So a really great way to experience what it means to create a healthier home.
Well, full disclosure here, I've been holding green tea parties in my home, sort of along the same lines. So obviously I love your idea, love your concept. It's really a natural to have moms be the first point of entry here in terms of, you know, getting the toxic chemicals that we call cleaning products that are quite dirty actually out of our homes.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, moms really resonate with the messaging of Healthy Child, Healthy World. Obviously, we include dads too. They're a big part of it. But when you look at the fact that moms spend about 85 cents of every dollar in this country, it makes sense that when we're talking to them about being more informed about their purchasing choices, when we're talking to families about that we talk to moms. You know, we're making the decisions. I am a mother of three, and I know what it means to, you know, to walk into a market and be confused by all the natural, green, you know, safe, healthy labels, you know, jumping out at you, and then turn over a bottle of something and not know anything of what's on its label. So that's what Healthy Child is really about. It's really and has been doing this for more than 20 years now, just empowering and informing parents about the safer choices that they can make in their homes and the simple things that we can do every day to create healthier homes for our kids.
I think when I ask my friends, you know, what are you using for laundry detergent, for dishwashing detergent, and they say things like Tide and Bold and Dawn, you know, they think they're using, you know, tried and true brands. They have been around for a long time, and they have no idea that some of these very, you know, popular, effective, yes, but perhaps not safe and clean, you know, cleaning products are really not what we had thought. Is it something that, you know, people should be reading the labels on? Do they even include ingredients on detergents? And what kinds of things are we finding in them? I know I just heard that Dawn has an endocrine disruptor in there. It's triclosan? I may be pronouncing it
correctly. Triclosan. Well, triclosan is triclosan is a pesticide, basically. It's interesting when you look at how things are regulated in this country. So, you know, cleaning products, for example, you know, there are certain things in cleaning products that are regulated, but fragrances and pesticides are not. So it depends on what different, you know, what's basically where the regulation comes from. And then if you look at an industry like the cleaning products industry or personal care products, you know, they're not very regulated. So there's not a lot going on in terms of protecting us from what is in those products. And in fact, right now there are about 80,000 chemicals that are used in products that are in our homes, and none of them have ever been tested for safety in kids. So that's a big, you know, that's a big problem. We're looking at spiking autism rates, spiking asthma rates, pediatric cancer's up 30% in 30 years. It keeps rising. And increasingly, scientists and doctors are really pointing to these environmental toxicants as problematic and as linked to these conditions. But, you know, it's just really simple. Little children absorb more of everything than we do, and they're more vulnerable. And so creating a world that is infused with these chemicals that have never been tested for safety in this part of our population, it does not make sense to me.
And a lot of people, you know, will design a new nursery for their baby. They'll maybe even have a new home or new carpeting. They'll want to Scotch guard it. The baby's then, you know, romping around on the carpet, you know, with all kinds of chemicals perhaps being inhaled, you know, off-gassing from fumes if they repainted that nursery. A lot of things that we just never thought about when we were growing up, when I was raising my daughter as a baby nearly 20 years ago, that moms really need to be, you know, aware of today.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. They actually did a really interesting study earlier this year. They outfitted a nursery with new carpet, new paint, new furniture, and then they closed the doors for 4 days. And then after 4 days, went in and tested, and they found 300 different chemicals, many of them way above legal limits, in that room, and only, I think it was two or three chemicals outside the room, outside of the door. So it really goes to show you what impact these, you know, things like furniture and carpet and paint can really have on the indoor air quality of our homes. And especially when we're thinking about, you know, creating a nursery for your new baby or, you know, creating, you know, updating your home whenever we're pregnant. I don't know about you, but I've, you know, always wanted to just, you know, I have to, like, establish this space that's going to represent this baby, you know, some psychological nesting thing that I think we all do. But when we're thinking about doing that with new products, Healthy Child's perspective is really, you know, be informed about what that means, and look into no VOC paint, look into, you know, carpets that don't off-gas chemicals, furniture that's not made from, you know, from compounded wood that's made with formaldehyde. You know, those things can all be really dangerous to kids and especially to little babies.
Two big culprits are, you know, flame retardants, which I guess are still being used, and also BPA and plastics. Can you talk a little bit about each of those before we go on to talk about how people can get involved if they'd like to host or attend a party?
Yeah, you know, flame retardants is really, it's a scary thing, and we actually have a petition right now. If you go to change.org and search GRACO, we're trying to help GRACO understand the importance of phasing out carcinogenic flame retardants from their baby products. Many companies have already started to do this or have committed to a timeline to do this, and GRACO hasn't, so we're trying to help them understand the importance of that. A study last year found that 80% of new baby and children's products, and this isn't just, you know, we've learned always about sort of mattresses and flame retardants have been thought of in relationship to, you know, children's pajamas, but also they're in changing pads, they're in bassinet seats, they're in car seats, nursing pillows, and they've found that these flame retardants really don't do a lot to control fires. In fact, there are many members of the firefighting community that are now standing up against them. And they're extremely carcinogenic. So we're trying to, you know, sort of shift the awareness of flame retardants and what people can do, how people can choose products that are not treated with flame retardants. And then with BPA, kind of a similar thing, although I think BPA has a wider awareness just because of the work that everybody did with baby bottles and baby products. But, you know, we're still looking at a lot of things that are in plastic, especially water. So when you're drinking bottled water that's a bottle that is not a BPA-free plastic, the chances are that BPA is leaching into the water that you're drinking and the water that you're giving your kids. And it's just not something that you want leaching into your food. Another way that can get into you is through microwaving or heating those plastics. So anytime you are, you know, thinking about heating up food, a good rule of thumb that Healthy Child recommends is not microwaving in plastic and not storing your food in plastic, especially when it's warm.
Mm. Absolutely. Now, there's been a little bit of greenwashing going on. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but let's just say that Procter & Gamble, I know, has had a future-friendly campaign, I think advertising Tide, but there is also a problem with at least one of its products, P&G's. Tell us about that petition drive.
Yeah, that actually, again, is on change.org. So if you search Tide, you will find out more information about it. But you know, Tide has a specific detergent that's marketed towards new babies. It's called Free and Gentle. And what they're, you know, trying to convince consumers is that these products are safer for babies. But what we found when we worked with actually Women's Voices for the Earth on this is they did a study and found that this Free and Gentle actually contains 1,4-dioxane, which again is a carcinogen. And the irony of it is that, you know, P&G has already stripped that from many products, including some of their shampoos. So why not strip it from a detergent that's marketed towards infants? And you know, really create a free and gentle product for these babies. So that's another petition on change.org that you can find. And we've been, you know, all of this you can find through our main site, which is healthychild.org. And through subscribing to our newsletter on our site, you can, you know, learn more about all of these different initiatives. There's a lot of balls in the air at Healthy Child. We're trying to, you know, work on many fronts, but I think, you know, these are just issues that affect all of us so strongly, and really it's important to be aware and get involved where you can.
Absolutely. And Rachel, you're in Los Angeles, so you're fortunate to have some celebrities involved. Give us a few names of women who are backing your campaign.
Yeah, you know, we had a wonderful party hosted by Jenna Elfman last weekend, and Leila Ali was also a co-host along with Kelly Preston. It was just an amazing event where Jenna actually opened her home and hosted a Healthy Child party. She also there was also a breastfeeding organization involved, Best for Babes, which is an amazing organization that we've worked really closely with. So the idea was to give pregnant and new moms and women who were thinking about getting pregnant or having children, give them the opportunity to really experience what it means to be in a non-toxic home, to think about the way that you build your life in a healthier way, and to learn about different products that you can choose in categories like bottles or like baby food or you know, things like that you can really look at and find a safer alternative in that category. So it was a beautiful event. We were so honored that Jenna and Leila and Kelly really came together to host that for us and so appreciative. And then we have a great event coming up on May 5th at SoulCycle here in Los Angeles, where we're doing a cycling for children's health ride, and that is hosted by Leila, who's an amazing athlete, and so I'm a little scared to be cycling next to her, but looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So that's May 5th, and again, you can find that at healthychild.org/SoulCycle if you want to join us.
Well, you have lots of mom power, and I'm sure that will get you through a lot. And thank you so much for what you're doing, Rachel Lincoln Sarnoff. We should probably have a conversation offline and see how we might be able to join mom forces and get a branch going in the Los Angeles, Southern California area. I've got one here going in the Bay Area. We just need to get the rest of the country on board because this is so important that moms understand what they're doing, you know, while their babies are young and, you know, young toddlers are romping around the home. So thanks for what you're doing to contribute to this conversation and consciousness raising.
Thank you so much, Betsy. I really appreciate it.
And happy Earth Day. And that is Rachel Lincoln Sarnoff. She's the Executive Director and CEO, Healthy Child, Healthy World. Happy Earth Day, I say, because it's really Healthy Earth. It's Earth Day every day, and it's Earth Week, and it's Earth Month, and heck, it should just be every day of the year. We're all focused on what Mother Nature is giving to us and what we can do to take better care of her. When we come back, going to have my Shiro, Roz Savage, online talking about what she's doing next. The next ocean she'll be rowing across, talk about pedal power or arm power. She's going to inspire you with what she's up to next, always for a great cause. The very amazing, very inspiring Roz Savage right after this short break.